Paul's words to young Timothy in the New Testament. He uses some interesting language to talk about pastoral ministry in general and church planting in particular. He tells Timothy on a few occasions to fight a good fight. He uses soldier language. One of the more curious lines that Paul gives Timothy is an admonition to endure hardship like a good soldier. Now, when you think of pastoral ministry, you tend to think of a really nice guy who can sing prom songs to Jesus, who's really good at setting up chairs and putting up with BS, and you don't think of a guy who can fight. You don't think of a guy who is a scrapper. You don't think of a guy who can hold his ground, fight heretics, nut jobs, weirdos, tell the lady with the tambourine who shows up to church to park it, tell the guy who shows up with the rapture chart arguing about end times eschatology that he needs to find another place to go. But really, to be a church planter requires a skill set that is far more like a soldier readying for battle than the typical pastor who's able to just love people and counsel them, though that is part of a pastor's job description in regards to planting as well. The body count is really high in the church planting war. Some say that upwards of 80% of church plants fail. 80% of all churches in America are plateaued and declining. Half of the people who claim to go to church roughly actually do. And so the average church is more like 40 or 50 people. That with most of the churches dying and closing, 3,500 churches dying every year, they're saying if trends continue by the year 2050, that there will only be half the number of Christians in America that there is at present. Three of the major variables that we have found are exceedingly important for the success of a new church are the man, and the mission, and the message. Selection of the right man is the most important variable. Statistics also show that it really doesn't matter how much money you give a guy, how big his core group is, whether or not he owns a facility early on in his church planting endeavor. The variable that really makes the only difference is the leadership ability and the quality of that senior leader, of that founding pastor, of that man who is to endure hardship and to fight like a good soldier, to fight for sound doctrine, to fight for moral purity, to fight for families, to fight for the truth, and to fight for the well-being of his family and his church family. And so we have seen in our network and with our men a really high body count, guys struggling in their church plant because the pressure is great on their family. The financial hardship is a great strain. The demonic opposition can be intense and exceedingly real. And we have also seen guys burn out. We've seen guys flame out. Really, I would say that the issue that is exceedingly important is the finding of good, called, competent, capable, qualified men. And that's why things like assessment and testing and approving are of insurmountable value. And there is also him having a clear sense of mission for which God has called him, and then having a clear message to proclaim whereby he can gather others to share in the mission that God has called them to achieve. The first issue is always the man, but the second issue is the mission. What exactly is the mission that that man is on? And Paul has a very interesting word to say about this. He says that a man can get off his mission by getting sidetracked with what he calls civilian affairs. And I would think that today the equivalent of that is so much of the drama and trauma that happens in family systems that take the time of a church planter. People walking in tend to think that a church planter is a pastor. He's not yet a pastor. He's trying to build a church so that he can be a pastor. And a church planter has a different skill set. He's got a different mission that he has to be on to gather men, to gather the best men that he can find, to gather men who are willing to be trained, willing to repent, willing to learn. Willing to learn both doctrine and practice. That's why Paul tells Timothy to watch his life and his doctrine closely. The sad, hard, painful truth is that most churches are struggling, dying, and failing, and most church planters will just be part of the rising body count of failed church plants if they are unable to gather, to inspire, to correct, to discipline, to instruct men. And this is particularly important for young men. The least likely person to go to church in the United States of America is a young man in his 20s. These are guys who have absolutely made a wreck of everything. They're banging their girlfriends like screen doors in a stiff breeze. They are guys who are blowing all their money, staying up all night playing World of Warcraft, finding free porn on the internet, and trying to figure out how to get a bigger subwoofer into their retarded car. Those are the guys who must first be gathered. They must get a swift boot in the rear. They need a good run through boot camp. They need to be told that Jesus Christ is not a gay hippie in a dress, and that they're dealing with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and there's a mission that he has called them to. 60% of all Christians today are female. I'm glad that the ladies love Jesus, but if you want to win a war, you've got to get the men. And once you get the men, you must know what to do with them. They want to know how to get married. They want to know how to have sex with their wife at least once a day. They want to know how to make money, buy a home, how to have children, how to pay their bills, how to father their sons, how to encourage and love and instruct their daughters. And so in addition to being the right kind of man, he must clarify the mission that he is on. And he must understand that his first priority is to gather men and to, by God's grace, force them to become the kind of men that are needed for God's work and God's kingdom, so that that church can actually be established, those women can actually be loved, those children can actually be raised, and that that city will have an example of the difference that Jesus makes in the life of a man. And so the bottom line is, the mission is to get the men, because if you win the men, you win the war. And in addition to the man and the mission is the message, which ties it all together. And that message, of course, is about another man and his mission, the man being the Lord Jesus Christ, his mission being leaving his throne in heaven where he rules and reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, humbly entering into human history to live a life without sin, the life we cannot live, to die a death for sin, the death we should die, and then 3 days later to rise in triumphant victory over Satan, sin, and death. On that point, one theologian has made a very interesting observation. He said that the ascension of Jesus back into heaven is much like a triumphant and victorious warrior who, after a long season of battle and the defeat of his foe, has returned home. The church planter will only succeed insofar as they proclaim the exaltation and the glory and the victory of Jesus as a warrior, a king, and a hero. And tragically, the word has gotten out about Jesus that somehow he's a marginalized Galilean peasant hippie in a dress, rocking out to the Spice Girls, driving around the Middle East in a cabriolet, hoping to meet nice people to do aromatherapy with while drinking herbal tea. That's not the guy we're talking about. We're talking about the Jesus that is portrayed by John as he gets a snapshot into heaven, the same snapshot that we would get today if heaven were open to us, that being of Jesus in his glory, having returned home as a triumphant warrior and victor. That issue of the proclamation of the message of the person and finished work of Jesus is what it is all about. It is the one thing that keeps the man straight. It is the one thing that will attract the other men to the mission, and it is the one thing that will allow the mission to have forward progress as it continues its triumphant victory as well over Satan, sin, death, and demons, because the victory of the Lord Jesus is applied to the mission and the men who lead it.